I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, we'll examine spiritual hunger from two different angles, Muslims and U.S. college students. And later, we'll hear why reading your Bible is about more than just snacking on Scripture. So let's get started in the Middle East, where it's day four of Hajj, and nearly 2 million Muslims are participating this week in Saudi Arabia. Now, the Hajj is the world's single largest gathering of people, and it's a ritual as old as time to those in the Middle East. It's also a time of spiritual hunger as Muslims seek the face of Allah. The Christian leader we'll call Peter says his group, Cry Out Now, has been covering the Hajj in prayer each year for a decade. During the rest of Hajj and from this day forward, please pray for spiritual encounters with Christ in the Middle East.
To use the news as their prayer manual, every time that either Lebanon or Syria or Iraq or Jordan comes up on the news, just ask God to basically raise up more laborers to go. Pray for churches to reach out in their local area and to see many of these Muslim people from the Near East coming to know Jesus. So let's see God bring a harvest from Syrians, from Iraqis, from Jordanians, from Lebanese.
Next, on Monday, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship announced its 2030 calling, the goal to reach every campus in the United States for Christ by 2030. InterVarsity's president, Tom Lynn, says
2,500 campuses around the U.S. that have over 1,000 students. And our research showed, along with our campus ministry partners around the country, that only about 1,200 of those 2,500 were campuses that had some sort of active Christian community there.
In order to reach every campus, InterVarsity is collaborating with campus ministry partners across the country. It's also harnessing the power of technology and the help of people like you.
Check out the everycampus.us website and sign up to be a prayer partner to pray for each of these 2,500 campuses. Now, I will say that that platform will continue to be developed in the coming years. The other is you go to InterVarsity.org.
There, you'll find how to pray, get involved with a chapter, or how to start one on an unreached campus. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, imagine putting the gospel on every phone, computer, tablet, and TV screen around the world. Sounds almost impossible, but that's the goal of International Media Ministries. Denise Godwin, president of IMM, explains.
We work in partnership with people in these regions. So we don't sit around as a ministry and say, hey, that would be a cool idea. We go out and say, what is it you need and what language do you need it in?
This method is currently being used for a project in North Africa and the Middle East called the Heritage Project. But this work can be difficult to complete.
When you're sending truth into dark places, there is a lot of pushback and attack. And it's really important that we are bathed and covered in prayer as we set out to say truth into a closed part of the world.
Pray for International Media Ministries as they send God's redemptive story to screens worldwide. And in the last 3 years, Barna Research has shown that regular engagement with the Bible in the U.S. is a low priority, even among those claiming to be Christians. Matt Peterson, director of marketing at Wycliffe, shares.
And of course, as a Bible translation organization, that was a concern because, first of all, we value the Bible and we want other people to engage with it, as it transforms lives, but also it's difficult for us to get people in the U.S. interested in helping other people get the Bible if they're not seeing it as valuable in their own lives.
So Wycliffe tried to increase Bible-centered discussions through the campaign, hashtag WhyBible.
But to really get people to think about how much do I value the Bible? And if I say that I value it, what does that mean practically?
Join Wycliffe on September 30th for Bible Translation Day by praying, giving, or raising awareness through starting Bible-centered discussions with the hashtag WhyBible. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into spiritual truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.